the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to the Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn. I'm joined by Sam Turner in the studio to look ahead to some of Sunday's action. Should be a pretty decent day's racing. We've got some action at the Curra, as well as racing at Windsor and Leicester. All of that will be live on William Hill Radio with Darren Owen, John Budden and Gareth Topham. But in the meantime, as I mentioned, I am Alex Dunn and I'm joined by Sam Turner. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Alex. It's a bright and breezy start to the podcast, and nice to join you.
As I mentioned, some decent racing tomorrow. I mean,
wonderful at the Curra.
Three at Windsor, but yeah. At the Curra, it's tremendous action, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant stuff, really. The 2:45 obviously features Maputo in the whip, which is obviously a terrific heat. The 3:45, the Phoenix Stakes as well. You've got some real good quality horses, not least the Coventry winner, War Command as well. So, yeah, some real quality through the card there to keep us going.
Promises to be a great afternoon's racing. As I mentioned, Darren, John and Gareth will bring you through all of the action. We're going to look at three races at Windsor. We'll kick off with the 2:40. It's a maiden race over six furlongs. 14 runners are down to go to post, and well, probably the one to start with is Autumn Sunrise for Hannon and Hughes.
Yeah, the go-to combination, aren't they, at Windsor. Fourth last time, a little bit disappointing. I backed her each way at Goodwood. She just finished out the frame behind Valonia. It's the previous run, which was the eye-catching one, where she was prominently ridden over six furlongs at Newbury, and Jay Wonder swept by her in the closing stages. Of course, the horse that was due to run and is a non-runner today at Newmarket in that valuable fillies race, Amazing Maria was back in third that day, and she came out and bolted up by six lengths at Goodwood. She misses the Sweet Solera with a little bit of a setback, which is a disappointment. But Autumn Sunrise, about time she got a one next to her name, really, and shed the maiden tag at the fourth time of asking.
Certainly only Jacob Blackett would appear on form and has got any chance of going close.
But yeah, he posted a really promising performance first time up for Clive Cox. Ryan Tate takes a ride. That's an interesting booking, claiming five. But I would imagine that Hughesy would be very switched on there from stall five and could hopefully dominate.
OK, then, Autumn Sunrise in the 2:40. The second race that we'll look at is the 4:10 from Windsor. It is a handicap over an extended mile. It's class four race and 10 runners are down to go to post. Some reasonably informed types here. We've got Brown Sea Brink for Hannah Hughes, who won last time out. Macchiara, Cruiser, Ancient Greece have all had ones to their name in the non-too-distant past. What do we fancy here, Sam?
Yeah, well, going against Brown Sea Brink, for what reason, I don't know, but it's a contradiction of what I said a couple of minutes ago, that Hughes and Hannon were the go-to men at Windsor. But I like Cruiser here. I just felt that he was ridden perhaps a shade too aggressively at Sandown. Didn't quite last home up the hill last time out when beaten by a nice type. He tried to mix it with the winner that day, probably from too far out. I think the return to a flatter track. Dougie Costello, interesting booking for William Muir's five-year-old. Good to see Dougie getting some rides on the flat as well. And I think the fact that he's a course and distance winner will stand him in good stead. And I think Brown Sea Brink could take up a large percentage of the market, so you might get some value about Cruiser.
Okay, then. Dougie Costello on the flat, is that a permanent thing or is it a...
I'm not sure, but maybe just when it's a little bit quiet on the jumps, he's riding a few with the higher weights. We've seen how effective Aidan Coleman's been as well. And not least the likes of Paddy Aspel, Graham Lee, Jim Crowley, the boys that come from, you know, the jumps game, really do equip themselves with a lot of promise and a lot of a lot of style and panache on the flat. So it's a good move for Dougie, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, then Cruiser in the 4:10. The final race that we'll look at is the 5:10 from Windsor. It's a handicap over almost a mile and a half, a class five race with 10 down to go to post. Doesn't look the strongest race on the card. We've got a few who have got bits and pieces of form, such as Mr. Fizz, Bold Cross, and Satavi for Brendan Powell.
Satavi's the one that I like. Brendan struck up at Southwell with a horse called Piccalilli that bolted up earlier on in the week. And, you know, this horse was a very decent second a month ago at the track, ran a nice speed figure on that occasion. Brendan's horse is continuing pretty good order. And this race just looks chock full of, you know, one or two exposed and disappointing handicappers, to be honest. Bolcross did well to win a couple of starts back, but was then easy to back and disappointed last time. So it's not a race where you're that fearful that one's going to jump out of the pack and beat you. And I think Satavi is the quietly, slightly progressive type anyway. So, you know, fingers crossed that Liam Kinnaird can steer him to victory in the finale.
OK, then. So Satavi in the 5.10. If you could just sum up your three picks at Windsor on Sunday for us then, Sam.
Yeah, sure. The first leg of the Peyton starts in the 2.40. It's Autumn Sunrise for Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes. She's got form in the book. Good fourth last time out at Glorious Goodwood. She should be good enough to win this. Move on to the 4.10, a handicap over just in excess of a mile. And Dougie Costello comes in for the ride on Cruiser, a course and distance winner. You should appreciate the return to the Berkshire venue. Then in the 5.10, number 6, Satavi, another horse that's run particularly well at Windsor this season for an informed stable in Brendan Powell. Hopefully we'll be very competitive in the finale.
OK, great stuff, Sam. Good luck with those picks and enjoy the action.
Thanks a lot.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
So the thoughts of Sam Turner there on Sunday's action at Windsor. Stay tuned though, because now we've got Irish racing expert Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun to look ahead to the stellar card at the Curragh. Enjoy.
This is William Hill Racing Radio.
Hi, it's Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun here. Looking at today's racing at the Curragh, we have a terrific card lined up, and we start off in the opener at 2.15, and here we're going for number 10, Terrific. This is a Ballydoyle filly, and I can tell you, you can completely ignore her first run. She didn't really know what was going on that day. She ran here at the Curragh behind Avenue Gabriel. She's come on a ton since then. Blingers will help her concentrate here, but she's totally genuine. She's a Galileo filly, huge improvement expected, a confident choice in the opener, number 10, Terrific. Well, the next race to 2.45, the Royal Whip must be the worst running of the Royal Whip ever. I think the fact that King Barnes was going to run put everyone off. Everyone, of course, except Jim Bulger, who is not easy put off, believe me. Now, this one, Sin Tallulah, is a typical Bulger filly. She ran only on Thursday night at Leopardstown, a very hot race, a close-up third to Ernest Hemingway and Royal Diamond. She turns out again here very quickly. But like I say, these Bulger fillies, they're really, really classy, tough. They thrive on racing. She must be the choice here, number 5, Sin Tallulah in the 2.45. Now the 3.15, the debutante, 3 Ballydoyle fillies here, and they will probably dominate the market, but I'm going to oppose them with number 6, Sacred Aspect. This one trained by Ken Condon and beat Abakova and Azon Jolly at Tipperary over 5 furlongs, a trip much, much too short. She has thrived since then. She's really coming on as each month goes by. This filly gets better, stronger all the time. She'll be a bit of a prize today too. That's number 6, Sacred Aspect in the 3.15, and we'll make her our nap. Now the 3.45, well, this is the first group one for 2-year-olds in Europe this year. This is the Phoenix. It's a very good race, and of course Ballydoyle have won at 12 of the last 15 years. War Command will be very, very hot today, and why not after his great win in the Coventry. Just 2 things though I'll say about that. Remember, in the Coventry he was 20-1 and the outsider of Aidan O'Brien's 3 runners. Also, I'd have to say the form hasn't worked out as well as we might have hoped. So would you take the long odds on today? I'm not so sure. I'm going to oppose him. I'm going for number 2, Big Time, trained by John Murphy, second to Suderman, who he opposes here in the Railway Stakes, only his second race ever. He's improved a lot since then. Possibly needed a race that day. Big chance, number 2, Big Time, in the 3.45. With quite an upset there, but I think he can beat War Command. And then finally, on to the 4.15, and I'm not going to look beyond the top here. Number 1, Slade Power. This one was 3rd in the July Stakes. That's outstanding form for this. He's improving all the time. Eddie Lynham said he'd always be a better horse for age and experience, and that is coming true. He won here at the Curragh and Derby weekend. Very good horse. Wayne Lorden in the plate. Don't oppose. Number 1, Slade Power in the 4.15. Our selections then, the 2.15, number 10, Terrific, 2.45, number 5, Sin Tallulah, 3.15, number 6, Sacred Aspect, 3.45, number 2, Big Time, and the 4.15, number 1, Slade Power. Should be a great day's racing. I hope you enjoyed. This is Declan O'Donoghue of the Irish Sun for William Hill Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.